Mishnah Beis, we saw in the previous Mishnah that somebody who is Jewish but doesn't agree with the concept of Eiruvin, which comes from the Chachamim and the Rabbonim, is considered like a non-Jew when it comes to the halachas of Eiruvin. Now, throughout the history of the Jewish people, there were different groups of Jews who weren't necessarily in the fold and didn't believe in everything. For example, there were Kusim. Kusim were a nation of people who converted to become Jewish after a story of wild animals which chased them, and out of fear they converted. But it was often a doubt as to whether their conversion was genuine and real. Ultimately, it was found that they still worshipped Avodah Zarah, they still worshipped idols, and as such they were pronounced to be non-Jews. But there was another group of Jews who began as Jews. They weren't converts, but they slowly drifted off and became known as the Tzedukim, and they only believed in Torah Bichsav, but not Torah Baal Peh. Not things which came from the Rabbanon. Now, Rabban Gamliel and our Mishnah is of the opinion that Bittul Rishus done by a Tzeduki does work. There's a discussion as to whether he can be part of an Erev HaChatzeres, but Bittul Rishus does work according to Rabban Gamliel. And he proves this from a story. Omar Rabban Gamliel said, Maisa b'Tzeduki Echod. It once happened with one particular Tzeduki, Shayadoy Monu b'Movi b'Yerushalayim. He lived with us in the same Movi in Yerushalayim. So this time the discussion is not necessarily one of Erev HaChatzeres, but rather Shit of Mavoyos. But the mechanism is pretty much exactly the same, just that here it's joining together courtyards instead of joining together houses. V'omalonu Abba, and my father said, this particular Rabban Gamliel's father was Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and after the Tzeduki was mevatel his reshus, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel told his family, and told the other people of the courtyards, Maru reitzirus kol hakelim, hurry and take out all of the utensils, la movoy into the movoy, ad shele yotzi v'yeser aleichem, before the Tzeduki takes out his things and forbids you from carrying. Meaning, if the Tzeduki would take out his things into the courtyard after being mevatel his reshus, that would show that he's going back on his bittul reshus, because he's now using the courtyard. He just relinquished his rights to the courtyard. But if he's now using the courtyard, that means that he's getting rid of the whole bittul reshus. So you should make sure to take out your things into the movri first, and that way you're sort of showing that you're using his bittul reshus. So you're making his bittul reshus official, and once you've started using it, then it's too late for him to take away his bittul reshus. Be it as it may, what we see from this story is that the bittul reshus of the Tzeduki works. As long as he can't take it back, as long as first you take your things out into the Movri, the bittul reshus of the Tzeduki works. However, Rabbi Yehuda cited a different version of what Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel had said, and it comes out the exact opposite. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'loshon acher, Rabbi Yehuda says in a slightly different version that Rabban Shimon Gamliel said, Maharu v'asu tzorcheichem b'movri, hurry and do whatever you need to in the Movri, ad shele yotzi v'yeser aleichem, before he takes out his things and does forbid you from carrying. And he said this before Shabbos came in. He told him, do everything you need to in the Movri now, because once Shabbos has come in, you won't be able to. Because the bittul reshus of the Tzeduki did not work, and you are therefore forbidden to carry in the Movri, because one of the members of the courtyard is not part of this Shit of Mavoyos.